Today we're going to do Daf Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Moed Katan, and we are back to the exciting topic of watering fields. Says the Mishnah, we're up to the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar Moshchenes Hamayim Eilan the Eilan. You're allowed to bring water, schlep water from one tree to another tree in the field of Vach Leyashkes Kalasada, as long as you don't water the entire field on Chol HaMoed. Zroim Shalosh Shasu Lifnei HaMoed Lo Yashkin BaMoed. If you have plants that you don't normally water when it's not Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't water them on Chol HaMoed either, because obviously they don't really need it. V'cham Matir B'zeh B'zeh. The Cham say, disagree with both of these dinim, and they say that you're allowed to water the whole field, and you're even allowed to water plants that don't normally get watered before Chol HaMoed. So main point number one, Tanakama holds you're not allowed to water an entire field of trees, nor plants that don't normally get watered, and the Chum say both are mutter. Amr Rav Yehuda, Ma'isasadim Metunenes. We learned in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you're not allowed to water an entire field, you're only allowed to schlep the water from one tree to another. So the Gemara is going to explain that there is a way that's mutter to water the whole field, even according to the Tanakam, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Amr Rav Yehuda, Ma'isasadim Metunenes. If the field itself was a moist field, it was a muddy field, mutter, then you're allowed to water on Chol HaMoed, because since it was moist until this point, it's going to be a major loss if you don't water it and it loses that moisture. Tanya Nami Yachim of Bryce says this way, Kshamar Sulashkosum Moed, when we say that you're not allowed to water on Chol HaMoed, Lo Amrel Bizram Shalashasu, Milafnei HaMoed, that's only plants that you didn't water, that you weren't in a habit of watering before Chol HaMoed. Alzram Shashasu Lefnei HaMoed, Mutfalashkosum Moed. Plants that you are in the habit of watering before Chol HaMoed, you are allowed to water on Chol HaMoed, Vimay Sad Mutananas, Mutter. And if it's a muddy field, a moist field, then you're Mutter, then it's Mutter to water on Chol HaMoed, even if it's not something you normally water. So main point number two, one is allowed to water a moist field that would dry out on Chol HaMoed. Vein mashkin sadagarid, but you're not allowed to water a field that was always dry, b'moed, on Chol HaMoed, because it doesn't need to be watered. V'cham matir b'zeh b'zeh, v'cham say that both are mutter. Amar Ravina Shmamina, Ravina says, we see from the Chachamim that allow you to water a dried out field, haitarbitza, if you have a garden that grows vegetables, even though the garden will be fine if you don't water it, shari l'tarbutzi b'chol d'moeda, you're allowed to sprinkle water on it on Chol HaMoed. Sadagarid maitaim, and he explains, because what's the whole reason that a dried out field is allowed to be watered, da'af l'mashvilei charfa, because you are improving it, the you're causing the grain that would have sprouted later on to sprout earlier. So even though it's not preventing any loss, it's making a significant improvement. Well, guess what? Hachanami, afla mashri lecharfa. By a garden that normally gets sprinkled with water, you're also going to improve it. So Ravina says, I guess this is main point number whatever we're up to. Ravina says, just like you're allowed to water a dried out field to improve the produce, you're also allowed to water a garden that needs sprinkling to improve the produce. Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa. Marbitzin Sdei Lavan. Bashvius Avalo B'Moed. You're allowed to sprinkle water on a field that grows that grows grain. That's a stebal that needs to be watered during Shemitah, but not on Chol HaMoed. Vatanya Marbitzin Bein B'Moed Bein B'Shvius. But wait a second, isn't there another brisa that says you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed or during Shemitah? Amravuna Lo Kasha. Har of Lazar ben Yaakov, Har Rabbanan. That's a machlok. The Brisa says that you're not allowed to sprinkle. That's going like Rabbi on Chol HaMoed. That's going like Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. The Brisa says that you are allowed to sprinkle the water on the field of Chol HaMoed. That's going like the Rabbanan. Tanya Idach. We have another Brisa. Marbitz and stay lavan erev shavias kedei sheyetsu yirakos bashavias. You're allowed to sprinkle water on a field, in a grain field before the Shemitah year, so that the grain will grow well during the Shemitah year. V'lo od, but not only that, el shemarbitz and stay lavan bash. You're even allowed to sprinkle water onto a grain field during Shemitah so that the grain will grow properly the year after Shemitah. So it's not for the Shemitah produce itself. New Mishnah. Sadinas ha'ishus ve'sachbar mistei ilanu mistei alavin kedarko. On Chalamoid, you're allowed to trap different types of rodents in a field that has grain in it in the normal way. B'moid, on Chalamoid, you're allowed to do that. Ubeshvius, and also during Shemitah, you're allowed to do that. That's not called that you're working the field. V'chamom mistei ilan kedarko, that if it's a field that has trees in it, you're allowed to trap the animals in the normal way. When we stay alive in Shalokadarko, but if it's a grain field, then you have to do it in an abnormal way, because it's not going to cause as much damage in a grain field, so you have to do it in a more abnormal way. Umakarinus apirza, Mishnah tells us another halacha, if you have a fence around a garden where some of the fence came down, umakarinus apirza b'moed. You're allowed to fix up, patch up the fence on Chalamoid, but uveshvius bona kedarko. During Shemitah, not only are you allowed to patch up a fence, you're allowed to build a brand new fence during Shemitah. So the Gemara asks, my ishus, what are these ishus creatures that we say you're allowed to trap on Chalamoid? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Yosha'in la'einayim. It's some type of creature that doesn't have any eyes. Amar Rav bar Yishmael v'itema Rav Yemer bar Shlamya. Rav bar Yishmael, some say Rav Yemer bar Shlamya says, Maikra, how do I know that Ishus is this creature that has no eyes? Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kimo shablul temes yaloch nefel eishes bal chazu shemesh. The Eishes, which is apparently this creature called Ishus, is Bal Chazu Shemesh, never sees the sun. So, Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Sadness the Ishus v'sachbar mistei alavin u'mistei ilan kedarko. You're allowed to trap this Ishus creature and mice from a grain field and from a tree field in the normal way. Umachrivin chorei nemalim, and you're allowed to destroy ant holes in a field as well. Ketzad machriven, how does one go about destroying ant holes? You bring dirt from one hole and put it into another hole, and then they will choke each other. The dirt will choke the ants. But before we get to that, let's just summarize. The Mishnah said that one is allowed to trap various rodents on Chalamoid and during Shemitah. But there's a machlokas whether you're allowed to do it in a normal way on a grain field. So again, one is allowed to trap rodents on Chalamoid and during Shemitah, but there's a machlokas tanayim whether you're allowed to do it in a normal way in a grain field. And then we just mentioned now, so again, going further, we just mentioned in this discussion that if there's an ant hole, you're allowed to destroy the ant hole by pouring in dirt from somewhere else. But there are three qualifications in order for that to work. In order for it to work, to pour dirt into an ant hole, is that really going to kill out all the ants? Amar Rav Yemer bar Shlamya mishmei d'Abaye. Rav Yemer bar Shlamya says in the name of Abaye, you need three things in order for it to work. V'hu, dekai b'trei avri nara. First of all, the dirt has to come from another side of the river. It can't be dirt from the same side of the river where this ant hole is. V'udalaka gishara, v'udalaka gemala, v'udalaka mitzra. And there also has to be no bridge whatsoever. Not any type of bridge, whether it be a strong bridge or a weaker bridge, or even just a plank of wood that goes from one side of the river to the other. Because if there is, it's not going to work. Vad kama ad parsa. And the third thing is that it has to be at least a parsa away. If you're going to take dirt from another ant hole to pour it into this ant hole, then it has to be at least one parsa away. So again, three is, and this is the main point. Last main point: you're allowed to destroy an ant hole by taking dirt from another ant hole, provided that the other ant hole is on the other side of the river, there's no bridge, and it's at least one parsa away. Then you're allowed to take dirt and pour it from one ant hole to the other ant hole. Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up from Rabbi Yehuda Omer next time.